Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Brand is not the, what is your title, Joe? What are you for the WGN Radio Chicago Blackhawks broadcast?
Pre, post, and intermission host for the second straight year, and couldn't be more thrilled to start the season tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, it's the changing of the seasons. I'm kind of jazzed for a new, you know, basketball's around the corner. Now we got hockey as well. Boy, everything that I read, guys, says the Blackhawks just don't have the team on the ice this year. Dave, am I reading that about right?
Well, that's pretty much everything you've read, yeah. I mean, it's acknowledged they're going through a rebuild. It's acknowledged that they're going to have struggles. And that doesn't mean that, as Luke Richardson, the new coach, has said, it's not his mindset to go out there and think we're not going to win. But certainly it is not going to be a straight line from, as it hasn't been for the Bears, a straight line to the Super Bowl. It's going to be a bumpy ride along the way.
Well, is there an analogy there, Joe? I mean, the Bears are slowly getting better. There's more hope with each game. What can we look forward to this year, Joe?
Yeah, I think as Chicago sports fans know, we shouldn't be comparing teams to other teams because everyone's path is pretty much different. But like Dave said, it's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to be a long haul, but the whole purpose of it is to create sustained success with the Hawks. It's a pretty long leash for Luke Richardson and Kyle Davidson, the new head coach and general manager, now going into their first year with those titles for the entire season. But there are a lot of bright spots in terms of the young talent that the Hawks have already gained. They've got the first two picks for the next three rounds for the next 2 years. So they're already continuing to stock up on draft capital for the next coming years. But in terms of this year, I mean, there's a couple of pieces to keep an eye on. The biggest one being Lucas Reichel. He's probably the most talented and definitely the most talented offensively in the Hawks system, but he is going to spend at least the beginning of the season in Rockford. He'll probably spend the majority of the year in Rockford. But it will be fun to see how he progresses every time he comes up to the NHL. Some of the young guys that made the roster on opening night, Alec Regula, Alex Vlasic, although I think Vlasic's dealing with a bit of an injury. So it'll be fun to keep an eye on some of those younger guys to see how they progress, to see if they fit this new style of Blackhawks hockey that Luke Richardson is trying to implement, which is fast, which is quick moving, and which isn't as taking leaps defensively. He wants a very smooth transition with his defense. He wants guys to attack in the corners and try to take the puck when they absolutely know that they have an opportunity to do so, not just pinching in for the heck of it. So I do like everything that Luke Richardson has had to say so far. It just seems like he's very direct, very transparent with his players, and just really has a good idea of what he wants this whole thing to look like.
Joe, let's address the issue that I think people are wondering about if you watch the Blackhawks during the preseason. And yes, Patrick Kane is still part of this team, but who's going to score for them?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the underlying issue right now. I think one goal in the last four preseason games. Let's face it, it's a whole new team, so these guys do have to figure out how to play with each other. They've got to develop some chemistry. They've got to just get all on the same page. And right now they're experimenting that line of Canes with Max Domi and Andreas Athanasiou, guys with a lot of good speed and a lot of good skill. I do think they're going to score. I do think they're going to generate points. I do think it might be a little bit of a learning curve, and there's going to be some growing pains there, though. So if it doesn't happen tonight, you know, don't sue me. But yeah, it's gonna be a lot of relying on Patrick Kane. So it will be interesting to see that, because you know we've heard players in the past who are new to playing with Kane, and it's difficult to not always pass it to him because he's Patrick Kane. He can do things on the ice that nobody else can. So you want to just get the puck to him as much as you can, but it'll depend on how quickly guys like Domi and Athanasiou can find their rhythm and trust their own instincts rather than just getting the puck to Kane because of, again, how talented he is and how easy it is to pass it to that guy.
So who's going to mind the net for us? Do we got a good goalie this year?
A combination of Peter Mrazek and Alex Stalock, and honestly, that's probably been the best showing of the preseason so far, excluding that last game against St. Louis. But a couple of guys with things to prove. I think them combined last year played only, I think, less than 30 games, both dealing with some injuries, and it just seemed like a perfect opportunity for both sides. It gives Mrazek and Stalock a place to play, consistency available to get in between the pipes there, and not too much pressure on themselves. So I do think that the Hawks can benefit from that. The other interesting thing about both of them, especially Alex Stalock, is they like to play the puck a lot. They like to be involved with the offense. So I don't know. We might see a couple of goalies with assists this year with the way they are able to just quickly get it up the ice into the neutral zone and, you know, generate some plays for the Hawks offense. And actually, Luke Richardson has said that he's a fan of that. He thinks that that can implement on what he's trying to do with the speed of the offense. But again, it's a couple of guys with not riding on much pressure and, you know, hopefully an opportunity for them to really generate some good minutes this year and, you know, get some extra games in.
Okay, so what time are you on the radio tonight, Joe?
8 o'clock. It's going to be an extended pregame show because not only are they in Colorado, who won the Stanley Cup last year for a banner-raising ceremony, it's a national broadcast, so WGN Radio will have the only local broadcast of the game and a ton of other on-ice festivities. So I think we're going to have quite the pregame show tonight to kick off the season.
Joe Brand, Blackhawks Hockey, John doing the play-by-play, and we'll be listening tonight, my friend. Always good to hear you, Joe.
Likewise, King. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.